Welcome to the Weekly High Five with Same Team Partners, a podcast where we share resources, thoughts, and opinions on all things creative leadership. Thanks for joining this week's check-in, which kicks off with a quick huddle, then moves into the review, then the highlights, and ends with the high five.
Yeah, so it was really a lot of fun. 3.5 hours in line, which meant we had lots of opportunity to fill in that bingo card, but I didn't bring it with me. I will say, though, how did I know? I didn't know I was going to spend 3.5 hours in line. Usually it was 15 minutes. Otherwise, I would have brought the bingo card and I would have told everyone about it.
I would have brought a Nintendo Switch, a generator.
Make margaritas. I had Yacht Rock. Yeah, that's I had Yacht Rock. There was a Mr. Softy truck. And then at the end of the day, the Chick-fil-A truck rolled up. Or not the end of the day, but right after we voted. So that was interesting.
3.5 hours. That my back would be fused together.
I wish I voted in West Philly, where De La Soul performed and Paul Rudd was handing out water to people in line. Like, what?
Who knew there was going to be bougie polling, right?
I know, right? Right? Oh, boy. Anyway, let's get into the huddle. So what's news that you haven't shared this week?
You know, I've been racking my brain about that, and I can't think of anything. It's been a lot of heads down. Well, we've you and I met a lot this week. And then, of course, you know, Tuesday was a wash. Mm. Wednesday morning, kind of a wash. Mm-hmm. So there's been a lot of work done, but not a lot of other activities, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
How about you?
Well, I guess the only thing I haven't shared with you is a little bit of the work that I've been doing with kind of setting up new systems and frameworks for account and project management and really kind of building things around accountability. And it feels like it's a little bit of, hey, show me your work with, hey, let's collaborate on this thing. And hey, let's talk about how this gets done, right? Just to get people more acclimated to the idea of being accountable to things. But also to use a new playbook and kind of adopt a new way of working. So it's been cool. It's fun. I'm learning a lot with this one for sure.
Nice. Accountability is that trigger word.
It is a trigger word. And it doesn't very have much to be.
Yeah. We'll have to get into that in future editions of the High Five. Mm-hmm. And same page too. So speaking of... we have already interrupted our publishing schedule this week because last minute, I think you were like, we were talking about election day and you came up with, you just had this genius idea of a survival guide. You know, what could you do to take your focus away from, you know, not being able to focus on work? What could you do? Mm-hmm. So you did that. We had a lot of fun, not just publishing it, because we actually came up with the election, what was it? The decision
day burrito bingo.
Burrito bingo. Yep. And
random name. It was fun.
Anyway, if you haven't yet seen that, go to same page. Had a lot of fun writing that. It was a nice distraction for many reasons. And I don't know if I've shared this with you or not, but I've actually had a few people reach out to me and say, thank you, I needed this.
Yeah. So that's cool.
We helped a few people make it through such an awkward time.
I would say we helped more than a few, because our traffic to our site was up when I was standing in line. It was at over 5,050% of the day previous or something like that.
Yeah, it was pretty insane. Yeah,
pretty cool. Yeah. Pretty cool. Anyway, so thanks for everybody who's listening and watching and reading.
Yes. So what do we have this week to talk about?
So first, we're going to talk about the reaction post this week. So I wrote a reaction titled Why Hybrid Work Isn't Revolutionary, It's Just Common Sense, in reaction to the Harvard Business Review article about the company Trip.com and them kind of A/B testing hybrid work. So I feel like I read that article. I got it. I have a lot of opinions about it, more than I even wrote about. But I think my first kind of hot take is I hate the idea of A/B testing people. Like, we're talking about a work experience. We're talking about culture that you kind of damage when you're A/B testing things, in my opinion. I don't know if you agree with me on this, but I just feel like you're impacting lives. And I also think, how could group A be completely equal to group B when we're talking about human beings? Could they?
Well, in fairness, I believe the people that they volunteered to participate.
Okay, but
So
still.
in this particular case, yes. And it also seems like did they need as much time? So on one hand, I'll say at least they tested it as opposed to just saying everybody return to office immediately,
Fair
right?
point.
At
Fair point.
least they did that. I would have a hard time if they hadn't done this and they, did this behind people's backs, right? That, we've kind of been through that, kind of like a similar situation in the past where, we kind of had to deal with this kind of thing. But anyway, keep going because I agree with you in this particular case, voluntary, but still, like you couldn't
But when you're
use.
talking about testing and it's voluntary, I don't know. It's kind of like, whatever. Let's move on. I feel like the other part of this that's frustrating to me is that we're still debating whether or not work from home is okay. It's been almost 5 years since COVID,
Thanks for listening to the
right?
Weekly High Five.
Remember
Like what
how
you're
we
hearing?
did
Visit
hybrid
sameteampartners.com
working
to schedule a free
set up
consultation with
at
Beth and
Happy
Greg.
Hog?
Also, follow or
And
subscribe to the
we
Weekly
had
High Five
two
with Same Team
co-located
Partners.
offices,
Share this
and I
episode
was
with your
kind of
network and
working
send them a review.
between,
Thank
and
you.
you and I, in particular, put a lot of work and thought into how our teams were going to communicate. That was back in 2013,
2012.
2014. Was it 2012? Holy crap.
Yeah, that
So,
would because that's our founding moment for Same Team, really.
yeah. And
Right?
like, I think back of, yeah, you're right. I forgot about that. But I think back about how the tech stack, we were using Slack. You were like the first early adopter on Slack, I remember. We had Skype set up between offices. Like, really, not much has changed. And guess
No.
what? It wasn't that hard. And we saw highly intelligent, talented people in that company do an amazing job of collaboration across cities and time zones without much of a problem. I think the biggest problem was that they all wished that they could see each other more often, which tells me, hey, hybrid is kind of a cool idea. You can't do that when you're co-located so much. Like, that's
Right.
expensive. But yeah, I'm kind of like, why are we still debating this? Why is return to office a thing? And like, where does it come from? Like, given
Yeah,
the statistics that there's not a big impact on productivity, why?
well, not only that, but if you consider that for a lot of these companies, especially the big ones, like here in Washington, we have Amazon that is, I think making everybody return to the office no matter what, come hell high water in January. I guarantee you, pretty much everybody in that company is still going to be at some point in their day working with somebody who is not in their building, right? Not on their campus, even. Like if you, I'll use Amazon as the example, there's tens of thousands of people in downtown Seattle. There's another tens of thousands of people in Bellevue. They're in New York City. They're in San Francisco, right? So this idea of collaboration in person and being around people, the being around people, I get, but can't, like I miss that.
Agree, me too.
But the whole idea that you can't be productive because you're not in the same room is just nothing but bullshit. Because most of these people are collaborating with folks that are not in the room, right? So it's like, are you going to Zoom at home or wherever is, easy for you to get to work at? Or do you make people have to commute, sit in an office, and Zoom? Because the work, to me, the thing that's bullshit about this whole thing is the work and how we get work done is not going to change. That it's not going to change. So if it did, it'd be one thing if an Amazon or somebody else said, "Hey, everybody, we're going to pair you up with your coworkers so that you don't use Zoom or whatever, you don't use video chat. You guys are sitting next to each other and you can go out to lunch and whatever." But that's not happening, right? Because that's also not practical.
No, I
So.
actually know someone who works for the government and federal government and is forced to return to office a while ago. And they are mandated to go, I think it's at least one day a week, one day a week. And this person's team doesn't even show up on the same days. So essentially, you're showing up when you want to show up and you're there by yourself and you're still on video calls. It
Yeah.
makes no sense. It's a waste of people's time.
And money, right?
Yes.
Like it there's yep, it's just it is a waste. It's all about control and how it looks,
And
right?
trust, right? Trust is I think the biggest thing. Leadership not trusting their employees. Like you're not hiring adults. Anyway.
But I will say it was what was nice about this, because the result of this was, right, that there's no difference.
Right.
Right. And
Yeah.
you could look at this and say, because there was a control group and because the amount of people, wasn't it like 6,000 people
It was
volunteered
a
for
big
this?
group. Yeah, I think
It
so.
wasn't just like a little, oh, let's get 20 people and put them in biodome for a year. This was thousands of people, and
Yeah.
they could scientifically, categorically prove it doesn't matter.
Yes.
Doesn't matter. So,
Yeah, so
yeah.
I'm kind of like yawn. Let's stop talking about it. Let's put people first. Let's make people comfortable, because when people are comfortable and they're given really good tools and guidance on how to do things, they will do that, especially if you're giving them the leeway that they need to live a healthy balance in their life.
I think it just means you and I need to move to Sweden and move same team there, because
I'm
some kind of
ready.
culture like that,
Yeah.
because I just don't see that happening in a lot of our, unfortunately, a lot of our workplace cultures.
Too much history in there. Yep, I
So
agree.
we had two other articles this week we posted. It's kind of on a theme. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, I guess basically we're publishing content that supports the team angle, right? So
Yes.
the idea is we're delivering this kind of foundational content about how to be successful from our point of view in communication, collaboration, and culture, right? And so we're kind of teasing out content in small, kind of like bite-sized blog posts to get people really to think about how they're working, and maybe even offering some advice for improving how you're communicating and collaborating and even looking at or participating in culture. So they're deep
Yeah.
dives, right? Like these short articles are deep dives, and they're intended to be short because they're all kind of going to be strung together in some way. Do you want to talk about our plan for that?
Yeah, so this started with you doing kind of the team angle kind of kickoff when you did the keynote at the DPM summit about a month ago. And taking the presentation that you gave there, because it has very our very high level points about like one, why do you do this? So it's in addition to this, practicing these fundamentals successfully, you do this to drive the outcome of teams who are more efficient, more performant, able to do more with less, kind of a thing, right? And so in taking that presentation and seriously getting into the details and unpacking, point for point for point, and then finding out that we have content that is aspirational, content that's analytical, that is actionable. So we have, it's taken, we put a lot of effort into this of mapping out a catalog of content that does all these things, the actionable, the aspirational, the analytical, and making it so that we can get in there and week to week get into the details of what this is, and eventually start putting this out in editions,
Yes,
right?
sir.
So we have also scheduled this out so that every quarter we have a theme that we're publishing. And it's going to have content across communication, collaboration, and culture, some kind of mix of that content, so that quarter to quarter, we're going to be able to bundle that up into a more meaningful publication, and have fun with it too. Like
Yeah.
you and I both have talked about, putting an edition out that's in zine format. And so I'm excited to get through this first quarter to kind of see where we're able to put together, with some additional content, interviews, and so forth. But that's every week there'll be two blog posts at least,
Two blog
published
posts
to.
on Team Angle, and then one kind of reaction post, and then the high five on top of whatever else we're doing on our own personal sites. I don't know who we've become, but we together are one content engine. It's kind of
It
fun. We'll see how long it
is.
lasts.
It is.
All right, let's get into the ask. What's our ask this week?
So our ask this week is that we would love our listeners, our friends, and our supporters to reach out with suggestions for connections that we can make to talk to people about Team Angle. Even if it's helping us get on a podcast or a guest blog post, or maybe just even, you need to, you should know these folks. They're really smart, just like you. But we would love any and all suggestions, recommendations, and introductions so that we can get out there and connect with people that we don't know, or maybe we just haven't talked to in a very, very, very long time. And even if that's you, don't be shy, reach out. We'd love to talk, and we'd love to start getting the word out. And what is it? Beat the street, hit the streets.
Sure.
So please help get the word out,
Yeah.
and
Help us talk about Team Angle. Like, we
yep.
are two guys who've been working in this industry for a long time with lots of friends, helped a lot of people. Now we are asking our people to help us. That's really what it comes down to. Help us make some connections and do more with this cool thing that we're building. We're super excited about it.
Nice way to put it. All
Thanks.
right, let's talk about this week's hit list.
Yeah.
What do you have to share with folks?
Okay, so I am obsessed with the new Cure album. I don't know if
Okay.
you were ever a fan of the Cure.
Not as much as
That's a
most,
no. It's
but I
okay.
do like the new album.
Oh, it's so good. It's called Songs of a Lost World. It is like jumping straight back into the Cure wherever they left off. Like, it's very interesting how much Robert Smith sounds still like he's in the 80s, not in his 80s, but in the 1980s, because he is like in his 70s probably.
Wow.
But like the album is just so good. The instrumentals are just like so beautiful, and it's like so dark and sad, like The Cure always has been. But like, what a perfect album for yesterday, the day after Election Day.
So you just feel it.
Yeah, put
Just
myself right
ah.
back into my high school bedroom.
Nice. Very cool. So my listening this week, a little bit more upbeat. And that's the new album from Underworld. It's called Strawberry Hotel.
Ooh, I didn't know that existed yet.
Yeah. And what's interesting to me about this album is I can't think of the song titles because I can never remember song titles, but there's elements of like old tracks like Pearl's Girl. Like there's like classic Underworld.
Oh, cool.
I don't know what you call them, but melodies, I don't know. Anyway, it just kind of like it reminds me of Duran Duran's latest, where they bring in elements from songs from the past, right? And so while you're listening to this new stuff, you're like, hey, wait a second, is that
Haven't
this?
I heard this before? That's
Happened?
cool. That's cool.
So
Yeah, I'm gonna
I
check that out. I just added it to my library.
nice.
My next is one that I actually stole from you, but I stole it from you intentionally because I reached out to you yesterday. We checked in early just for our listeners. Greg's on the West Coast, I'm on the East Coast, so he gets up when I'm like a few hours into my day, or he signs on when I'm a few hours into my day. And he was kind of like, "How you doing?" And I was like, "Not great. The world's on fire." Which is ridiculous because it's not. And you shared this article, Your Duty Remains the Same, and it was just, and it's from the Daily Stoic. It was just really helpful to give perspective in that moment. Like, it helped me to reframe the way I was thinking about things. And I shared it with so many people. And I wanted to talk about how it was helpful, but also how you're that guy, how you always have a way of sharing a different perspective, whether it's through a simple link or a song or a conversation or a tweet or whatever it might be. So I appreciate that. It kind of helped my day yesterday.
Thanks. You should, I don't, well, I'll just segue into my next one, which is reading. And it, I was inspired to buy this. So I just started reading this, last night, actually. It almost finished a chapter one, but it is a book called, Freak Kingdom, Hunter S. Thompson's Manic 10-Year Crusade Against American Fascism. And it is a, it's a biography of Hunter S. Thompson and his work in a very distinct time. And it talks about it's roughly 10 years between JFK's assassination and President Nixon doing the crook thing and kind of going off on the helicopter. And I actually don't know much about Hunter S. Thompson, especially in that period, but it just sounded so interesting. That I had to pick it up, and already it's nice to have a different perspective from his work, other than the quote gonzo journalism, that count that
Drug-addled craziness.
yeah, this is kind of
That's
like
cool.
post that. So
Okay.
and I also have another one, like if you like the Stoic thing, because I do, I found this through Rolling Stone, which I've recently subscribed to. I feel like now is a great time to, kind of get back in the counterculture. And I like what Rolling Stone's been doing. And there was an article there that I wrote about on Brilliant Crank and a blog article called What Would Hunter Do? And they talk about this book. They bring it up as well, I link to also the obituary that Hunter S. Thompson wrote about Nixon back in 1984, which is on the
Cool.
Atlantic. So anyway, I'm rambling now, but that's all to say that I am enjoying this book, and it's connected to where we are today.
Interesting. Cool. All right. We're going to wrap it up. We're going to get into the high five, and we are high-fiving on one thing from here on out. So, what is it this week?
This week, it is that I think we look back at all the work that we're like doing now. Like we've got our editorial calendar fully fleshed out for like the next year or so. We're publishing, like things are finally in motion. The flywheel that we've been working on, the platform that we've been putting together and pulling together, is sound. Like we've got a really good foundation, and I feel like it's nice to for us to take a step back and take a look at the work we've done, especially in the last 4 or 5 months, and say, this is good. Like this is, when I show people what we've done, there's a little bit of like, whoa, slow down. I'm just catching up. Like we have done so much. And so when I take a look at the card proof that we got this week, and ordering cards this week, it's like we're, as I
We're
think you put
ready.
it, we're ready. We have our game face on.
Yes.
And not that we haven't been doing stuff already, but it feels like it's go time, like real go time.
We have real offerings. We have
Yeah.
tested these things. We
Yeah.
know that the diagnostic works. We know that the cards work. We have
Yep.
workshops that we know work. We
Yep.
know that we're differentiating from our competitors. Like, we are so ready to go, and we're so excited to help teams. So, high five to
Yes.
that.
High five. Have a great weekend.
Sweet, you too.
Thanks for listening to the Weekly High Five. Like what you're hearing? Visit sameteampartners.com to schedule a free consultation with Beth and Greg. Also, follow or subscribe to the Weekly High Five with Same Team Partners. Share this episode with your network and submit a review. Thank you.